understood exactly what he said. So I thought that I'd do a very quick summary of what I said last time with regards to the Dinah Masogis before. And all you've got to remember is that there were 9 points that were mentioned last time. First of all, the source for the issue of Loisatig, Gavul, of removing of boundaries in Pasha Shoftim, in the Vayim Yotet Tosek Yudada, Loisatig, Gavul, Rehav, Pasha, Govlu, Rishonim, Benachalos, Pasha, Tinchal, Ba'oret, etc. And so the Sefer HaMitzvahs of the Rambam, that was point number two, in Mitzvahs, Loisatig, Reish, Me'vav, and also in the Yad HaChazok, in Hudas Geneva, Pek Zayin, Halacha Yud Aleph, says that from the Sifri, there are two Issurim here. One is the love of Lois Sigzel and not robbing, and the other is Lois Sasig, and Lois Sasig is Dafke in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk indicates clearly, for Oretz Hashem Hashem and the Kefal Noten and the Chal Rishta. In Chutzlaret, one would only be over on the Issur, on the Lois Sasig of Lois Sigzel. The third thing that we learned were the transformations of the expression Lo Yisatik, Rashi, the Urim, and Ibn Ezra. Rashi says Lo Yachzir Simon Chalukas Hakarka Le'ocha Le'tos Tadei Chaveira. Don't put back the sign delineating the boundary between your property and that of somebody else. Kedei Lahachzir Gets Kavula, in order to increase one's own land. The derech of the Yireim was lo tifchos, don't lessen somebody else's property, and the Ibn Ezra explains that lo tzatzik is a lashon of hashchata or destruction. The fourth nekuda that we learned was that Tosfos disagrees with the Rambam. The Rambam is mashma that karka may be stolen. He says lo tzigzol is relevant to removing a boundary line, moving a boundary line. Tosfos in Bob Metzia and Perkei Zevul Neshech and Samach Aleph Amud Aleph says that land is not stealable. You can't budge land. And therefore there's only one love, which is the love of Lois Tzatzik. It's only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, and there isn't an Isser Midiraita in Chutz La'aretz. We also had a look at the Turin Choshe Mishpat. There are two interpretations of it. We saw the interpretation of the Bach, that the Torah learns that the Rambam, that land is stealable, and therefore there are two Isurim. Where? In Eretz Yisrael. One Isser that things are in Chutz La'aretz. But the Prishah's interpretation of the Torah was like the Torah learns like his father, the Rosh in the Tshuva. Land is not stealable. I, the Torah, write Hareze Gazlon in Simon Shin Ayin Vov in Kosher Mishpat. It doesn't mean a Gazlon there, right? It means Midrabonon. In Shulchan Aruch, the last word on this subject is in Simon Shin Ayin Vov, and there the Lashon of the Rambam is repeated verbatim. There are two Lavim, two in Eretz Yisrael, and one Lav Leitzigzon in Chutz Lares. The fifth point that we learned is what's an afghimina in halacha, lamait, and practical halacha. What's the upshot of all this? That if one has the status of a gazan diorata because one is removing the boundary line, muscling in on somebody else's property, one is possible to give edus, le'edus isha, say that a woman, her husband is gone, and therefore she can remarry. The sixth point that we learned is what's the shiur, the quantity of karka, that one will be chayiv on the lav of lo yisatig, and one has to give it back. The Minchas Tinuch has a sophic on this. The Lashon of the Rambam is nebulous because he says kimeloi etzba, a finger's worth of property. If you steal that, then you're over this, these two lavim in Eretz Yisrael and one lav in Chutz La'aretz. How much is it kimeloi etzba? Possibly it's the same as a shover pruto, which is the shear of theft in all dinei momonos. The seventh point that we learned is another nafkimin lahalacha lemaase. If a person builds a wall or an extension to a building and has gone over the boundary line, a shear of shavir pruto or maloi etzba, he'll have to knock down the property that he has put up or the fence that he's built. Is that the final line on this? Yes, says the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Geneva Halacha Yud Aleph, arguing with the Mabit in the Tshuva. The Mabit writes that it could be that Rabbeinu Yeruchim and the Rashba will agree that even though we don't say that there's a takonat hashovim when it comes to karka, if you steal land, we're not going to act for and on behalf of members of the criminal fraternity. They're going to have to give back the land that they stole, and there's no monetary compensation that they can give. the derech of the mabit is, however, that maybe there wouldn't be so machmeh if the Baal HaBayis didn't know that his workers, that his builders, had moved the boundary line. Where he knows full well, so it's, there is a mens rea, there's a guilty mind here, then there seems to be no question about it. We didn't institute the takonah hashovim, an enactment for penitence in this case, and the extra building is going to have to be pulled down. The eighth point that we learned is that apart from the lav, there's also an oros. So we see that hashkafically, as it were, the Torah HaKadosha looks askance against the person who tries this underhand business of being masig gavul re'evu. There's an oral issue that har grizim and har evil. Apart from that, we saw the two mekomos in the Sechas Mishle, which refer to the lav of al taseig gavul oilom. The ninth and final nekuda that we learned last time was that the Sifri, as explained by the Malbim, brings an asmachta on the lav of loisasi. In other words, there's an issur midrabonon of not plagiarizing or changing the ma'amorim of one tana for that of another. Shloi lahachlif divrei Rabbi Eliezer ledivrei Rabbi Yeshua, or divrei Rabbi Yeshua leRabbi Eliezer. You've got to quote correctly. Why? Because it says loisasi gavul oilom. Asher Govlu Rishonim, that Rabbi Eliezer says the Malbim operates in a higher world than Olam Hazeh, and Rabbi Yeshua operates on the level of this world. So don't say that Rabbi Eliezer's Torah is that of Rabbi Yeshua or vice versa. Al Taklif Olam, Torah's Olam, but Olam Acher. The end of the summary. Now we move on. What are we going to look at this time round? Loisasik Midrabonon. There are a number of teshuvos which have been written, a number of sponsor about lo sasig in a broader context. Things which are nogea lahalacha lemaase. The main source for one's information comes from the tshuva of the Maharshal in Siman Lamed Vav. He divides these dinim into four main heads: mahapech, munach, kircha, pasik. Let's run quickly through these four inyanim. Mahapech is the din of Oni HaMahapech Becharora. You have a poor person hovering over some pita bread, about to establish bailus over it, and somebody dives in and takes it away from him. That's the din which is mentioned in Kosher Mishpat Siman Reish Lamed Zayin. HaMechaze Achadovo Liknoiso. If somebody is looking to buy something, or to hire it, bein karka bein natazin, whether it's land or whether it's movable goods, uba acher uknoa, and somebody else muscles in and buys it, he is nikra rasha. Such a person is called a rasha. So you know that somebody is angling for to buy a particular parcel of land, property, residential, commercial, whatever it is. And he started a din udvarim with, he started negotiating with the owner of the property. And an initial agreement has been drawn up between the two parties. And somebody muscles in and takes it away from him, he's called a rasha. The Sefer Me'ir HaSeinayim says, alright, so he's called a rasha. Where is he called a rasha? Halacha l'maisa, paskins the Sefer Me'ir HaSeinayim, machrazinan olov v'beis hakneset. The Rav or the Gavai gives a clap and announces, Moirai v'raboisai, so and so did a maisa resha kozeh, that he took away Yem's property. The potential, the putative buyer has now been worsted, and this is the gentleman who's done it. Zitzdach Mizrachland. The same thing applies if one wants to hire oneself for work, and somebody else muddles in and puts himself forward and takes away that position. That's also an issue of loisasig in the broader sense. It's got to do with the issue of oni hamahapech becharora. And there's a discussion there. You look in Kosher Mishpat Siman Reish Lamed Zayin, if these halachas would apply to people who are wealthy and are also in the position of being gezamt and things taken away from them. The second area to which, at which the Maharshal looks is the issue of munach. Munach means a metzia, or something which is hefker. And about a metzia or hefker, and somebody is angling to make a to take balus over it, to become its owner, and you dive in and take it away from him. That's a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, which is also referred to by Shulchan Aruch in Choshev Mishpat Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. Do we say that the din of Oni Hamahapech Becharora is relevant here or not? The first Yesh Omrim, which the Mechaber brings there, is the Shitta of Rabbeinu Tam, that he isn't called a Rosha. Why is a person not called wicked? Because when it comes to a Metzia, it's not something that you can find elsewhere. And therefore, if I have the power to get a hold of it, then there's no reason why I shouldn't do so. It's like the concept that we find in the third parak of Bava Basra of Kol Da'alim Gavar. The person wins by virtue of the fact that he has brawn. He exercises his muscles. It's different in the case of a purchase of metalkalin or karaka, where we sit, where everybody is of the opinion that that is the issue of Oni Hamahapech Becharoret Asur. But when it comes to Metzia or Hefka, there Rabbeinu Tam learns that the din of Oni Hamahapech Becharoret is not relevant to the extent that the person who muscles in or dives in would be called a Rasha. He would not be deemed a Rasha. The second Yesh Omrim mentioned by the Mechaber is the Shitta of Rashi. And Rashi learns that he still is called a Rasha. So here it's a very delicate issue as to whether a person is called a Rasha or not, and it depends 100% on a person's midas. That's where you will have a dovetailing of halacha and midas tovus or midas loikol kaf tovus. The third aspect to which the Maharshal refers is the aspect of tircha, that lo satik may be relevant when there is an effort involved. What's the pshat? If you see a person is making an effort with regard to something, a second person cannot chop away from him that on which he's made an effort. What's the classic example? A Mishnah in Meseches Gittin Daf Nun Tes on the base, the end of Perkan Izakin almost. There the Mishnah says, Oni Hamanakef Bezayas. There's a tree from which the fruits may be taken by the poor. That's the din of shikha. And there you have a poor person clambering all over the top of an olive tree and loosening the olives fall to the ground. Comes along another oni, and he collects the olives that the oni at the top of the tree has been the cutting off. What's the halacha? The halacha is that it's osur, it's gezel mitnei darkei shalom. Be'emes, says the Tanakhama, that's not really theft. However, mitnei darkei shalom, you can see that the oni at the top of the tree, why is he doing this? He's not doing it in order that he should pass the time of day. It's for his livelihood. So, but it's osur mitnei darkei shalom. Whereas Rabbi Yosei reckons that this is called gezel gomor. This is total gezel that the Gemara defines, and that's gezel gomor midrabonon. Al kolpanim, we see that again it's another area in which we apply the concepts of musav midas tovus. You see someone is making an effort, it's patnish to say the least to muscle in. And the Maharshal refers to a fourth area in which loisatik would also be relevant. That's what he describes the banner headline as posik. What's posik? That's called the concept of yoyred leumnus chaveroi. That is muscling in on somebody else's profession or trade. Posik lechiyusei, and taking away his livelihood. There's an interesting teshuvah, the psak of the Avi Osof, which is quoted by the Mordechai. The Mordechai writes like this. There's a mavoi. Now learning Erevin Dachayemi, so the mavo is in everybody's mind. Here we have a three-sided cul-de-sac, a mavo is sotum. Bezad echad, Rak b'tzad echad yikonsulo. You can only get into this alleyway, this cul-de-sac, through its entrance from the Rishus HaRabim. V'dor Reuven eitzel soifei hasosim. Reuven lives at the right at the end of this alleyway. Ubar Shimon lado keneged hatzad ha-patsuach. Shimon comes and lives at the front end of the cul-de-sac. Both are in mischa. Both have got a business. She'ein agoy yochol leilech im lo yelech techila lifnei petach Shimon. Somebody coming in to buy goods from Reuven has to pass by Shimon's shop. Zok the avi osof nire the yochol leakev alov kidir avruna. Reuven, living at the back end of the alley, can stop Shimon from conducting business in that alleyway. So Paskin the Avi Yosef, quoted by the Mordechai. It's like Rabuna. What's Rabuna? Where does Rabuna appear? There is a fundamental stickle gemara in Bo Basra Tafalof on the base in Perik Lo Yachko. Omer Rabuna. Hai ba mevua, the oiki rechaya. If you have somebody living in a cul-de-sac, and he's put millstones there, Zokdrashi litchoin velitchko. This is for the purposes of grinding, of producing flour for the tzibur, or it's for rental. Somebody else then comes in. Va'osa bam avua chavrei. Somebody else living in the same alleyway comes along. V'kamoiki gabe, and he does the same. He's in the same trade. Sets up shop as a competitor. What's the halacha? According to Ravuna, dinahu de'ma'akev ilavei. The din is that he can stop him from so doing. Dom Ali, because he says, you are snuffing out my livelihood. How many times has one come across this in daily life, where a new trader opens up shop in close proximity to somebody else? And there are always bad feelings. And this is where Midas Tovus enters the fray. The Beis Yosef in Simon Kuf Nun Vov quotes this, and he brings the shita of Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua keneged the derech of Rav Huna. The Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua says that ba mevua aba mevua de nafshei, where you have two people living in the same cul-de-sac, Loi motzi ma'akev. He can't stop him. He's living in the same street. Why should he move out? And he's allowed to establish his business there against the person who had first started his business. And the Beis Yosef in Cheshem Mishpat Kuf Nun Vov says, how does this gel with the sack of the Avi Yosef, who quotes Rav Huna, that there is a taina, a correct plea of kofo sakto li l'chiyusi, you're stopping my business, you're snapping out my panosa. So he says that the Avi Yosef learned like Rav Huna, but not like Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua. That l'didan dekaim along ka Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, we paskin like Rav Huna b'reid Rav Yeshua, loy motzi ma'akev. Olav, he can't stop him from setting up business. Who provides business? Who provides panosa? The Ribbono Shel Olam provides panasa, and therefore he can't stop it. So, in short, the Beis Yosef brings a summary of the halachas, which are negeya the halacha lemaisa. Ben mavui shahaya uman noy galdi yoshahar larechai moichonos. If you have a ben mavui, is the uman. The classic uman in Shas refers to the mael, the shochet, the barber, or a weaver, or a person who has a mill, or a person who has a shop, a grocer. Uba acher leir ishacher leir letoch umenusay shel zeh, and somebody comes, muscles in, ulata shom rechaim ochonos. Either he's in the same profession, a medical profession, or he's got a millstone, or he wants to open a shop there, a grocery. Imhu mibnei hayadai, if he lives in this city, he lives in this town, he's got as much right to set up shop wherever he likes, or do business wherever he likes. Afilu im roitzeli konis b'movui shiyei shom b'nei umnusa, even entering the same cul-de-sac that the other person doing exactly the same business, exactly the same trade is living. Can't stop him. Alfi halacha. V'im einoi mibnei ha'ya hazaz, but if he's an outsider from another city. V'gam einoi poireya mas kesev gulgalto lemoshe ha'ya hazaz, and he's not a local taxpayer. Yecholim la'akev olov, then one can stop him. Shelo yered l'umnus b'nei ha'ya. That you can't matlin on the local tradesmen, b'shum mokem area, anywhere in the city. They can drive him out of town. If a person isn't a local citizen, however, he is paying local taxes, he's sending in local taxes. And he can muscle in on somebody else's illness in this very city. Everybody agrees this. On one condition. So long as he's not setting up shop in exactly the same alleyway cul-de-sac as somebody else, and according to the Rambam, even in the same alleyway he is allowed to enter. If we take on board the Derech of Rav Huna v'Reid Rav Yeshua, 100%. If a person is not shach the karga de mata, he's not paying the local poll tax, and now he wants to pay it to the local governor, some say that a ben mavoi who wants to leired l'umnus, if he wants to muscle in somebody else's cul-de-sac, then he can stop him from so doing, not to enter this mavoi until one actually rents premises, and then he's got the full status as one of the anshei ha'ir. And in a mavoi she'enich nosim b'ela, till now it could be, says the Beis Yosef, we'd only be talking about a street which is open at both ends. Mimele, there's a possibility of passing trade from either end of the street, and you won't be able to stop somebody else from muscling in. What happens, however, with a mavoi she'enich nosim b'ela mitzad echod, if you can only enter through one end, and then somebody who wants to do business, he always brings an example here of a Gentile who wants to do business, and he comes in, he must pass Shimon's house before he gets to Reuven's house, and Reuven was there first. Reuven can't stop Shimon from opening up at the front end of the Mavoi, endorsing the psak of Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua against that of Rav Huna. At this point, the Chazon Ish comes along. The Chazon Ish, in his Sefer Emuna Ubitachon, very small volume, in Perek Gimel, there he brings this Gemara, and he says that when it comes to Melamdei Tinoikos, when it comes to teachers, there's no taina of pasakta l'chiyusi. You can't say you're snuffing out my trade. What happens, says the Chazon Ish, if in the city you have melamdim who are mispanasim me'am olam, they have panasa from their hard work. Suddenly you've got melamdim arriving from another town, and what happens, it's the teva b'nei odom, it's people's nature that they're sveim rotzei me'hayishonos, they ainom sveim rotzei me'hayishonos, they're fed up with the old teachers. So they're all going, but they want to hear from the new teachers. These are going to be the salvation of our youth. And the local teachers are now harmed monetarily. What's going to be the halach in such a situation? The Shvera Maisa. So he says, those people who are now, whose parnas is now affected, they've got hatred against the roitzim, the people are coming in who are snapping out their parnasa, and because they hate them, they're looking for chisroinus in the new teachers, and they're starting to speak lashon hara against them. And from one evil to another, they yotzul hoitzi dibas shov they say giving out false reports about them, and they're trying to awaken the mercy of the local citizenry against the cruelty of those who have muscled in from the outside. So then the arguments develop, and sometimes there's nekama, kasha, timtza, yodon, wherever they can take revenge. All their deeds, the deeds of the Alta Melamdim, are menuki mikol chet v'avoin. They consider themselves totally free of any type of guilt. Lu haisa ha'alocha kamoisam. If the halacha would be like them, they'd be correct. She'ichonim la'akev ha'akadoshim, to stop the new people moving in. The new people would be chayti v'nafshoisam, to rebel against the halacha. She'nema la'moshe rabbeinu alav ha'shalab b'sinai. So ein kan yisam achloikes, ve'ein yisam lashon hara, ve'lo sinach sinam. Then the local teachers would be right. But now, sok the chazanish that halacha is kina soifrim tarbe chachma. Then the jealousy of tamidei chachamim will increase wisdom, and it's the chachmas Hashem which needs to abound in this world, and this yesod is nala mechiyusa danoshim pratiim. Is more important than the livelihood of individuals. So that means that the guests, the ha'orchim, haboim, osu ka'alacha, and those who have risen up against them, the old teachers, they're shoivchim damnikim, they're spilling innocent blood. And when they hate them in their hearts, they are over on lesisna chicha bilvavecha. When they speak evil about them, they're over on the isu of lashon hara. When they gather kehillas together, liktosos, to argue, they're over him on the lav of losihiecha koyach v'cha'adosoi, which according to some of the Rishonim is a lav d'oraisa, amongst the Tariag mitzvahs. Kishenokmi b'hem, when they take revenge, behed ha'tova, by not being nice to the new guys, not helping them, ovim on the lav of lois sikoim. And when the Gemara says in Baba Basu, moide ravuna b'makri darzeki, the self-same ravuna to whom we referred earlier, who prevents one from muscling in on the territory of an umman, because of pasakta lechiyusi, when it comes to makri darzeke, when it comes to teaching, lo motzi ma'akev. So here you have in this halacha many halachos musarios, the spirit of the halacha, asher tifgashna mitotzos halacha, which will meet as a result of the halacha itself. Then he goes on to quote in Os Yud Dalad a psak of Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson in Sefer Yad Sho'ul Yerodeh Simon Resh Mem Hei. It's quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva in Choshem Mishpat Kuf Nun Vav. It's got in your Zayin. It once happened that Melamdim came from elsewhere, and they wanted, the local Melamdim wanted to drive them out by going to the local town governor, a non-Jew, and they were relying on the words of the Rama, who quotes the Maharik. The Maharik says, in circumstances such as these, that Bnei Ayir Yecholim Ninoya Achirim Melispa Etzlom, you can stop people doing business there. Lekula Alme Bnei Ayir Yecholim Liska Hadelet, if the local citizenry can refer to a monopoly rights that they have, Veligroim Im Hamoishlim Sheyimku Bebaim Lodur, and to, together with the local government, protest against those who want to come to live there, Ayal Yedei Monea Achel, by some other means of prevention, Harashus Biyodom. The Rama quotes Maharik that they have the power to prevent the newcomers from living there. Says Rabbi Yosef Shaul that this is not true. This is not true. Belamdim lo shayach kol zos. When it comes to teaching, it's not relevant. They kind of, the local teacher said, the kinah sofim tarbe chokma is only shayach with aleph beis rabbeim. But not with Malamdin, those who are teaching Mishnah and the Gemara. They're Hevel. That's false. So you have a yeshiva in town, and there's only one yeshiva. Talmud Chacham comes to town and he wants to mafalin, set up his own yeshiva. Even in the same mavoi, he's allowed to do so al pi halacha. And then there was the locals, Malamdin, managed to bestir a gon, hachosid, etc., who paskin that the new melamdim should be driven out of town. Ani oimer, says Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nathanson, she'ofsu la oimer, talila la hagon she'yateke. This erudite scholar should not support the local melamdim. So you see, Zot Chazinish, how far the rule of din has power in Am Yisrael. If the din asks the new melamdim, then one is allowed to drive them out, even by going to the Gentile governor and say, look, these boys want to come along and disturb our panos, and then it's mitzvah legarshom, then there's no isav malshinus and mesirus, and you're allowed to drive out Yisrael al yedei zorim. There's a mitzvah here to be mekayim the das, to make our religion firm. However, if the din allows the new teachers to come, then he who drives them out, he is a mosul, he's yotze mechlal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael is waiting to see what the poskim say. We have the psak here of Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nechemzen, which is full of avas hamishpat. He's being lichaoira cruel to the local malamdim. However, he's scolding them. There's no taina pasakta lichiyusi hakol muta. Why? Laharbitz Torah spread the words of Torah. And when Rabbi Yosef came along, lidvoro hakol nichnu. Everybody submitted themselves to the halacha hamishpat hashalom ehavu. Person who loves the Mishpat HaTorah and who is attuned finally to Halacha will modify what he conceives to be the Musadika approach to fit in with the Halacha. But it's not the other way around. A person who learns Musa but doesn't learn Halacha will often go off at a tangent. And then, as the Chazanish says, all his Musarius is forgotten in his hatred, in his sinna, and the kinna, and the lashon hara abounds, and the shvichas domin. It also happens with regard to rabbonus as well, the many tshuvas which have been written about this sort of inyan. Let's say that the local citizens have appointed a rav, and there's only one rav in the town, and somebody else goes to Tana Chacham and comes to town. Is he allowed to set up shop and gather people around him and be marbitz Torah? As we said clearly, that kina soifim tarbe chokma, and there is no agreement, arrangement which can militate against that, unless there is a takonat hamokoim, unless the local citizenry have made the takona. There should only be one rav and rosh yeshiva, then nobody else can muscle in. It's interesting to conclude on this point. Moshe Feinstein zeh sari livracha had a yeshiva Tiferes Yerushalayim in Lower East Side of Manhattan. How many people turned up to a Sheikh Lolli of Moshe Feinstein, the God, and the Kotel Hadar? 5-6 people. They beg Rav Moshe, move your yeshiva to Barapah, move it to a place where there are many more Yidden. Rav Moshe refused. Chas v'chalila that he should take away from anybody else's territory. The feinkeit of Rav Moshe was such that he went lifnim mishur hadin, beyond the letter of the law. For us lesser mortals, however, the main thing is there should be an increase in Harbotas HaTorah, and we should be zeicher to Mola Horet Deo Es Hashem Kamayim Layom Mechassim. Amen. Ken Yirah.